scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney! Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fairlawn, the home of the Jets, who take on the Bodkins Trojans tonight in a Shelby County Athletic League game. Neither one of these two teams at the top of the standings. Both clubs, though, can play spoiler down the stretch. Two very evenly matched foes here tonight. Should be an exciting game. Sure was the first time around, Chuck. 57-56 in OT, won by the Trojans at the Bodkins Gym. Hey, Fairlawn led 80% of that game. Squandered opportunities late, missed free throws, empty possessions, opened the door. Bodkins got it tied at the end of regulation, won at no T. We expect a similar kind of game tonight. The two teams evenly matched. The record's almost identical. Bodkins 9-4. Trojans have won 4 of 5. Fairlawn 8-5 on the year. Jets have won 4 of 6. Bodkins 3-3 in the league. Fairlawn 2-4 in the league. Jets want to hold home court, that would tie them up in the league standings, 3-4 apiece.
Yeah, these two teams are incredibly evenly matched. If you look at Fairlawn, you got the Pipers, Schuyler and Ashton. That's the whole game goes through those two young men. If they can get some help from other people, that's when they're at their best. You look on the Botkin side, they're very deep. They've got kids, Wendell and Paul and Pretty and Free and Plyman. They got a group of kids that can score. Real good three-point shooting team, and if they're hitting them, you're in trouble. If they're not, it's going to be a close game.
Right. Fouls were a factor first time around. Fairlawn got in foul trouble sooner than Botkins did. It played a role late in that game. When we were here a few weeks ago for the Fort Loramie at Fairlawn game, fouls were a factor. The Jets got in foul trouble, didn't match the depth of Fort Loramie, and I think it was Schuyler Piper who had to sit in that game early and then wound up fouling out in that contest.
Fouled out in the beginning, with about 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Went into overtime and they were outmanned at that point.
I know it's trite to say, but free throws will be a factor in this game. These two clubs both shoot them at close to 70%. I watched college basketball last night for 4 hours, as you did, in Ohio State, Minnesota, Michigan State, Indiana, shot free throws at no better than 51, 52% all night long. Free throws late in these high school games decide them. That's all there is to it.
That turnovers, rebounding, and shooting free throws. And they get themselves into foul trouble. Kids that you rely on, it messes up your rotation. So they both teams need to play. And one of the things that I always talk to my kids, they come over and they say, well, they're calling it close. And I go, then learn from that.
Right.
Figure how they're going to call the game and adjust yourself accordingly.
Yeah, Ashton Piper, Schuyler Piper, both shoot fouls at 73 to 74% for the Fairlawn Jets. And for the Botkins Trojans, Tyler Free, 75%. Jacob Plyman, 74%. Jaden Pretty, 75%. If you can get those young men I just named to the foul line late in the game, or in the fourth quarter for that matter, you've got a chance to win.
Right.
That three-point shooting, as you alluded, will be key. These two teams will pump up probably, 15 to 20 threes apiece. We may see 35 to 40 all told tonight.
Botkins is going to shoot a bunch. And I'll tell you what, Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's got a real smooth stroke. And he truly is what he makes them go. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
And when I said these two teams will play a role in who wins the Shelby County League, listen to this. Botkins has got games left in the SCAL with Rushi and Houston coming up. And then Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, and Anna to close out the season. Two of those three on the road. Fairlawn's got league games coming up at Rushi on the 31st of this month. Then home with Anna at Jackson Center at Fort Loramie. A game at home with Houston mixed in. So these two teams play the top three. Each club plays two out of three away. But Fairlawn and Botkins, not an easy out this year, that's for sure.
No.
And both will be even stronger next season.
Yeah, because they don't lose any strength off their team, either team.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. We salute American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Reese Meyering and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will keep you moving forward, also a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. We say hello to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. In Rushi, the Francis Schultze, the Francis Schultze Company and Superior Aluminum. Francis Schultze and Superior plus the Jewelry Barn, also in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Drop in, tell Jolene Renderly you heard all about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, also a new underwriting sponsor. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders. And don't forget Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Well, elsewhere in the SCAL tonight, the Anna Rockets are at Rushi, a second meeting between the Rockets and the Raiders in 10 days. We covered the first game on a Tuesday night. So Anna is at Rushi tonight. Also in the Shelby County League, Fort Loramie is at Houston. And by the way, Jackson Center has got games with Layman Catholic tonight, New Bremen tomorrow night, both at home. Jackson Center has now lost two, having dropped the game to Anna earlier in the year on December the 30th. And last Saturday night, Jackson Center was beaten 31-26 in double overtime at Marion Local.
Double overtime, that's the hard part to believe.
Speaking of odd scores, 31-26, Jackson Center losing to Marion Local last Saturday. A girls cross-county conference game played on Thursday night last evening. 103-4 was the final. Matt Zerker confirmed it. Tri-Village beat Tri-County North. I can't believe how that game could go on for 32 minutes, and everyone there could allow that to happen. It just doesn't seem possible.
Well, it would never happen in a game I was coaching on either side, there's no place for that. There's no reason to do that. There are things you can do. There are ways to adjust.
How about a continuous clock running at really fast speed, or no clock at all and stop the game at 70?
But as a coach, you can control that.
Right.
You don't want your kids. You can't tell them not to play hard, but there are ways to control that not to happen.
The two head coaches here tonight, Brad Francis for the Fairlawn Jets and the coach for the Bodkins Trojans is a young man with whom we've spoken several times, Sean Powell. He's in year number two, and he was a sharpshooter in his high school and collegiate days. He scored more than 1,000 points at Shawnee High School and played college at Wabash Valley Community College and Henry Ford Community College. Coach Powell, whose son is Jason Pretty, does a fine job. Brett Meyer did an excellent job at Bodkins for many, many years. And I think over the last 3 to 4 weeks, this Bodkins team has turned the page a little bit, Chuck, and started to find itself. It's still a young team.
It is a very young team, and they got to get to the point where they're consistent, because that's something, when we saw them play Fairlawn the first time, they really didn't shoot the ball incredibly well, and they had a chance. Fairlawn had a chance to win that game. Bodkins hit some at the end.
For Brad Francis, wow, he's been snake bit here at Fairlawn this year. A 57-56 loss at Bodkins, a 43-39 loss here to Jackson Center, a game in which he led by 4 or 5 with a couple minutes to go, wound up losing by 4, and then an overtime loss here, a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie, 69-64. He's due to win a tight one.
Yeah, I mean, he does all the right things, and sometimes it just gets away from you, and that's the two games we saw that they lost in overtime. They did a great job. They just, at the end, they just couldn't.
Now, Brad, nearly 20 years as an assistant under Paul Bremigen at Rushi. Brad was there for a lengthy tenure, you may remember. He was also an assistant coach at St. Henry for a short spurt under Eric Rosenbeck. He coached at Houston for a year. He was also at New Bremen for a year and served as an assistant to Henry Stolle at Layman Catholic for 2 years. So that's the coaching background for Brad Francis at Fairlawn, quite extensive. Well, we'll have the playing of the national anthem, then the starting lineups, then the opening tip. We'll return in a couple of minutes with all of that and an exciting game. It promises to be one. The visiting Bodkins Trojans, the homestanding Fairlawn Jets, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're the gym of the Fairlawn Jets tonight. Good crowd on hand. Shelby County Athletic League battle between the Bodkins Trojans and Fairlawn. Bodkins in the road, black. Black numbers outlined in gold. White Bodkins across the chest. Gold stripe down the sides of the shorts. Black tennis. Fairlawn gets in the home white from top to bottom with a lot of blue trim and piping. And the Fairlawn Jets are wearing black sneakers with blue shoestrings. Opening five for Fairlawn, Ashton Piper, 6'3 junior, 21 and a half a game. Skyler Piper is twin, 6'3 junior, 16.1 a game. Isaac Ambus along the front line, 6'3 senior, 7 a game. Jackson Jones at a guard, 6'3 junior, just under 5 a game. And also in the opening five is Dominic Davis, a 6-foot senior, averaging under 4 per game. I said Jackson Jones. I should have said Drew Maddie gets the opening call at the point. He's a 5'10 junior, averaging 4 points per outing. For the Bodkins Trojans, starting five is as follows. Zane Paul, the shooting guard, 5'11 junior, 7 points a game. Jaden Pretty out front, 13 a game, 5'10 junior. Along the front line, plenty of size, 6'5 sophomore Jacob Plyman, 11 a game. Denton Holman, 6'4 junior, 3 points a game. And getting a second start is freshman Carter Plyman, 6'3" tall, scored in double digits in his first start as a Bodkins Trojan. And the team attired in black, the visiting club, wins the opening tip to start the game. Bodkins with the ball to our right. Jacob Plyman hustles into the post. He wants the ball. On the arc is Zane Paul. Doesn't give it to Plyman. Paul penetrates the lane. Dishes to Pretty. Right back to Paul straight away. Three-pointer. Swish. Good-looking jump shot by Paul. He had clearance. Nobody was on him. Good ball movement. He drained it. Streaky shooter. Oh, yeah. He popped in the first one of the night. We mentioned it in the pregame. We'll see three-pointers aplenty here this evening. Oh, here's a beautiful-looking fadeaway. Good by Ashton Piper. Wow. Foul line extended left. He swished a 16-footer. So the first two shots, one from each club, don't hit the rim. Each one right down through the netting perfectly. 3-2. Bodkins up one. Deep in the right corner, it's Paul. Gets a screen, pick and a roll to the basket by Holman. He catches on the baseline. Right back straight away to Paul. Look out, another three ball. It banged off the back iron. Rebound down to Ashton Piper. He hustles up for Fairlawn. Stops, pops, 24-footer. Off the flange, way up in the air. Rebound Ashton Piper in the far corner. Outside the arc to Drew Maddie. Maddie with a drive down the right side of the lane. Too high off the glass. And the shot is eventually knocked out of bounds by Bodkins below the backboard. 3-2. Bodkins leading by a point. The Jets inbounds below the rim. Ball thrown to the left corner. Here's a shot jacked up by Dominic Davis behind the arc. It hits the heel and ricochets out of bounds to Bodkins. 6:27 left, opening quarter. Each team made its first shot. Not a field goal since. 3-2. Trojans up. Here's Zane Paul, top of the circle. Gives it up to Pretty. Pretty played very well in the first meeting between the two. Won by Bodkins, 57-56 in overtime. Here's a good baseline action by Bodkins. Finding an avenue toward the rim on the inside for the Trojans is Carter Plyman. He spilled, upset, did a cartwheel, knocked to the floor. As he lofted up a shot, which missed the rim, but he's awarded two free throws. Thankfully, Carter got up off the floor in a heartbeat. In the act of shooting, he was fouled. His first free throw hits the front rim, backboard, and falls through. 4-2, Bodkins. We played a minute 52 opening period. Second shot upcoming for Carter Plyman. One bounce, then he spins the ball in the palm of his hands and misses it long. Rebound knocked up in the air, and reaching up to spear it is Jacob Plyman. Out to Paul in the arc. Down inside to a player on the block. Low left, it's Holman. He overshoots. Here comes Fairlawn with a rebound. Quickly down the floor, Ambus leaves it behind him to the three-point gunner. It is short out of the hand of Ashton Piper. Rebound down to Bodkins. Quick pass up the floor, and it's jabbed out of bounds in the corner by Fairlawn. 5:46 left opening quarter, 4-2 Bodkins. Jason Pretty inbounds to the left of the rim. Open man, deep right corner, Carter Kleiman. Carter, the 6'3 freshman, getting the nod tonight for head coach Sean Powell of Bodkins. High left, Jacob Kleiman goes to Pretty. He posts up mid-range, back to the basket. Oh, look at that spin move. Low on the left, lays it up and in. Wow, nice. Jason Pretty, he's smooth.
Nice and quick right there. Good spin.
6'2 Bodkins. Here's Ashton Piper in the right corner. He goes to the mid-post. Dumps it down low to Skyler. He powers. Missed it. No good. Strong rebound on the inside. Once, twice by Fairlawn. Then a foul on Bodkins. In the act of shooting, I believe.
They are letting them play on the inside.
Isaac Ambus.
He had a terrific game against Fort Loring when we were here.
Oh, yeah. He came on strong late. Carried Fairlawn down the stretch. His foul shot here, a little crooked off to the right. Isaac with some good offensive board work in that last sequence for Fairlawn, which trails 6-2. We played just short of 3 minutes here in the opening quarter. Second shot on the way by Ambus, and that one nestles down through the netting. 6-3 in favor of Bodkins. Quickly up the floor at St. Paul. Herky jerky move on the arc. Hand off to Jason Pretty. Fakes right, goes left into the lane. Oh, a good block from behind, and it's correctly ruled by the official that Skyler Piper blocked it, tied up Pretty, the award on the alternating arrow to Fairlawn.
Yep, got a hand from behind, got a hand on the ball. Good call, good defense.
Superbly done by the Fairlawn Jets. 6-3, Fairlawn down three. Ball thrown to Skyler Piper at the foul line. He slips down the right side of the lane in traffic, gets off a shot, two free throws coming. 4:44 left, opening stanza. Boy, the first half in the first meeting was mostly all Fairlawn until the last minute or so of that second quarter. Foul shot is good by Skyler Piper. Fairlawn outplayed Bodkins most of that game in the first outing between the two. Chuck, just squandered opportunities late.
Yeah, I mean, and give Bodkins credit, they hung.
Yep. We've got substitutions for both teams. Back to the foul stripe. Skyler Piper made the first. Second shot on the way. Hard off the back brace. Oh, the rebound to him. He drives and scores. Nicely done, Skyler Piper, ever alert. Free throw, Karen Long. He snatched it and drove to the hoop. Tied up at six. Bodkins with a bad pass in the left corner, out of bounds. 4:32 to go here in the first period of play. Timeout, Bodkins were tied up. A half dozen each on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is fully qualified and a licensed physical therapist. He works one-on-one individually with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you, and he works to maintain great progress by creating a specialized home program for you. After the timeout, a miss by Fairlawn, and then a quick fast break run out down the floor by Pretty of Bodkins. He rimmed it, and Fairlawn's got the board. Forecourt to our left. Ball thrown to Ashton Piper. To Skyler. He's open from 10. A leaner short. Rebound down to Bodkins. Steal in backcourt by Ashton. Stolen back away by Bodkins. Boy, it's giveaway takeaway right now. 3:49 to go. First quarter. Tied at six. Here is Bodkins with the basketball. entering the lane on the play goes a Trojan, a little runner from 7 feet right in front. Yes.
Yeah, Tyler Free.
Tyler Free, big field goal. Oh, a tough break for the Fairlawn Jet shooter from the left corner, Drew Maddie. He rimmed a 15-footer. Then Botkins attacks in a hurry. Pretty pulling up, stops and pops from 10. Bingo! 10-6 Botkins, timeout Fairlawn. 3:25 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And don't forget, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Big three-pointer for the Fairlawn Jets, Chuck.
Skylar Piper. And at the other end, Free got down, got inside, and made one of two so far. Free throws, got another coming.
So the three-pointer by Piper of the Fairlawn Jets made it a 10-9 game. First foul shot up and in by the Botkins Trojans. Second shot in as well. Both of them made on the play by Tyler Free. Second shot was missed.
It went in and out
by mistake. First one good, second one not good. Fairlawn down two with the ball. Open player, foul line. Good look from 16. Missed by Dominic Davis. Long rebound to Botkins. Here come the Trojans quickly down the floor to our right. Outside the arc, high left. Bombs away. It is missed on the play by Elliot Gubo from distance. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Twisting and turning is Ashton Piper from 10.
Wow.
He banked it in. A lot of traffic. Well done. We're tied at 11. And a Botkins Trojans player may have gotten a little bit of a nick on the lip as the official noticed maybe a speck of blood.
Yeah, I think they also, they got a little physical. Oh. Ashton Piper got a little physical. He wanted to tell him to calm down.
Gotcha. Cool it.
This isn't Kansas.
Right. In Kansas State. 2:17 left to go, opening quarter, tied up at 11. Even Steven so far. Botkins with the ball deep in the right corner at St. Paul. He circles back out on top. Gets a screen from Denton Holman. Then delivers the ball in the right corner to a teammate. It's Jaden Wendell, a 5'8 sophomore in off the bench. He missed it. Long rebound, though, to Paul. His three-point bomb from 27 feet is good. St. Paul pumps home a shot from distance. Quickly countering Fairlawn. Holding down the floor, Skylar Piper, baseline right. Missed it. He charged.
Yeah, he did. I left my soapbox at home. I won't say he was way too far under to take the charge.
It looked like he could have been. I agree with you. In fact, I think in the college game, that's a block.
It wouldn't have counted.
A block,
yeah.
Or a no call.
Right.
Right?
Oh, in contact, it would have been a block.
Yeah, indeed. Minute 42 left, opening quarter. 14-11 Botkins. Here's Paul, 30 feet out. Gets a screen on the play from a teammate. Makes an awkward pass into the far left corner to Carter Kleiman. On the arc to Pretty. Shot fake. Ducks under. Bullseye from 14. Good looking jumper by Jason Pretty of Botkins, which has opened up a 5-point lead. Here's Fairlawn countering in the left corner. Dribble drive into the paint area. But Kyle Peters is on the floor now. Kyle, a sharpshooter from distance, a 5'10 junior. Ball handed off to Ambus. He missed from 15. Good strong rebound in the lane by Ashton Pfeiffer, and he's tagged on the arm as he releases the shot toward the rim. A couple of free throws for him. A minute four to go in the first. 16-11. Botkins up five. Ashton Pfeiffer, a 73% foul shooter. Misses the first one. Too much mustard on that.
He struggled a little bit from the line in the first three quarters against Fort Loramie.
Yep. 16-11. Botkins with a good scoring output here in the opening period. Second foul shot, bingo. 16-12, Botkins ahead before. Ashton Pfeiffer out. Dominic Davis in for Fairlawn. He's joined out there by Isaac Ambus, Skyler Pfeiffer, Kyle Peters on the hardwood. And also in there is Jackson Jones for Fairlawn. Here's Zane Paul, 25 feet away, handoff to Wendell. Wendell veers into the right corner, and we've got a blocking foul down on the inside against Dominic Davis of Fairlawn. Ball out of bounds to the Trojans with 47 ticks to go in the first quarter, and Botkins leading 16-12. Baseline right of the basket. Pretty will enter. He's the playmaker. Looks for a cutter. Oh, a good step in and a steal. Nicely done on the play by the Fairlawn Jets. Good theft by Fairlawn, and then a collision near midcourt. Isaac Ambus took it away. Little body block. No harm, no foul. Ball knocked out by the Jets at the timeline. Ball will be thrown right back into Fairlawn. As we get a good look at the back of the jersey of number 21, Isaac Ambus.
I can see the pilot in his jet. That's how close he is.
The jet logo up around the shoulder blades. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 16-12. Botkins over Fairlawn, which has the ball in the left corner of the floor. It's Ashton Pfeiffer. Hits a cutter. Skyler down the lane. It's juggled off his fingertips, and Botkins has got it. 19 to go, first period. Paul to the timeline. Coming out to greet him is Skyler Pfeiffer, 35 feet away. Down to 10, 9, 8. Look for Wendell or Pretty to shoot it from distance. Bad pass, sloppy. Picked off on the play by Fairlawn. Isaac Ambus took it the other way for an easy two. A chippy before the buzzer. Oh, that's a big possible 4 or 5 point swing.
Well, at least at least a 2 point swing. Right. But that's the worst thing we're going to get out of that was the last shot of the quarter.
Yeah, Botkins playing for a two or a three to end the period, and a very errant throw, easy bucket for the Jets, who are down two. 16-14 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants, a new sponsor. Reese Meiring has major business clients it served for 25 years. It has CPAs on staff. It performs tax and financial services for you, the individual. It's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, plus consulting for business startups. Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Phone Kevin Meiring at 937-295-3813, 295-3813. Here we go, action fast and furious as we launch play in the second quarter. Fairlawn with an out-of-control drive, but a Botkins player undercuts Dominic Davis, who took it in from the left wing, and he gets two free throws. Boy, these two teams, Chuck, like to get out and go.
Yeah, they forced a shot at the other end, not a good shot, and again, Fairlawn got down here quickly.
It is a great contrast in styles when Botkins or Fairlawn plays against Jackson Center.
Yeah.
Well, both free throws blown, but Dominic Davis didn't connect on either one. Bodkins has the rebound. Down the floor, Paul leaves it behind him to Denton Holman. Now to Zane Paul, 30 feet away. 7:20 left, quarter number two. 2-point lead, Bodkins. Here's Pretty, left corner. Goes opposite right corner. Back on the top to Wendell. Hand off to Paul, who jacks up a three. Strong. Rebound taken down by the Jets. It's Skyler Piper. He took it 50 feet down the floor. Hand off to Ashton. Baseline left. Ashton's doubled. Knocked away by Bodkins. Careless play by the Jets. Here's Paul motoring to the rim. Left it short. Scrapped for the rebound. Out of bounds to whom? Trojans will keep it. 6:56 left in the second. 16-14 Bodkins. At times, Chuck, both teams in too much of a hurry.
Yeah, but if that's how you play, you can live with a turnover if it's at full speed. And I like the fact that the officials are letting them play.
Sure are. Yep. Ball inbounded by Bodkins deep in the left corner. It's Wendell. Wendell out high to the three-point shooter. Open player. Bangs one off the back iron. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Quickly forecourt left. It's Isaac Ambus. He stops and pops. High Archer overshot it. Missed the rim completely. Easy weak side rebound, though, by Skyler Piper. Turnaround Jay, no good. Stick back. Ashton, no good. Ashton got it again. Falls away from 12. Makes it. Tied up at 16. 6:22 to go. Second quarter. With the ball 25 feet away is Bodkins. It is Tyler Free, Carter Plyman on top Wendell. Trojans weave it out back. Oh, poor ball handling. Bodkins gave it up. Quickly three on two. Fairlawn down below the rim. It's Ambus. Lays it up. Got the roll. Count it plus a foul.
Not sure how he got that in. He was so far under the basket.
18-16 Jets.
9 offensive rebounds for the Jets so far in this game.
5:56 to go here in the second quarter. New player on the floor for Bodkins.
Jacob Blyman.
Yep, Jacob back in. Tyler Free out there. 3-point chance for Ambus. He's got it. So, Bodkins once led 16-12, 7 straight for Fairlawn. 19-16 lead Jets, 5:40 to go here in the second quarter of play. Wendell on the arc for Bodkins. Wheels it straight away to Free. Free to Carter Plyman. He fumbled the ball out of bounds. And I'm telling you what, Chuck, the Bodkins coaching staff looking right down the sideline didn't think it went out.
Yep, well, I can't see from here. That one went out.
Yes. Well, Fairlawn quickly returns the favor out of bounds.
That was nice. That's a good host.
Far side of the floor. Error by Fairlawn after Bodkins may have gotten a gift, or after the Jets may have gotten a gift. They give it right back to the Trojans with 5:32 to go in the second quarter. And a 19-16 lead, Bodkins.
Would that be considered re-gifting?
Or a makeup call?
Oh, okay, either one.
Here is Bodkins attacking. Nice. Oh, a nice little give and go down inside to Free. A power move from 4 feet. Shot it strong. He took the rebound away from a Jet player. Threw it to Wendell. Left side, Carter Plyman off the back iron. Rebound down to the Jets, who are up three. Dribbling. Forecourt left is Drew Matty. On the arc, Ashton Piper. He slides between two defenders. Contact foul against Bodkins for blocking.
I think that was the correct call. Yep. He called it late, and that's what got the coaching staff upset.
It was right. 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Bodkins yet to put a point on the board in this period. Fairlawn lobbing in. Baseline left, Skyler Piper. Tough angle through the paint area. Left-handed leaner, wild shot. Rebound Bodkins, 2-on-1. Oh, look at Carter Plyman go.
Wow.
Got it, and a foul. Carter Plyman, lickety-split, the last 40 feet down the floor. Dynamite play. 19-18, Fairlawn up one. Bodkins can tie it. And I'm going to make a prediction right now, Chuck, that like the first game, this one too will go overtime, I think. Free throw, Carter Plyman. No, off the back rim. Rebound, Jacob Plyman, left corner. He's at cross court, out of bounds. 4:46 to go here in the second quarter. 19-18. Fairlawn leads by one. We've got Maddie, Ashton Piper, Skylar Piper, the twins. Ambus. Fifth player out there is Dominic Davis for Fairlawn, which is attacking. Dribbling into the paint area, Skylar Piper. Long three-pointer by Maddie. Bullseye from way downtown. Woo! 22-18 Fairlawn. Countering is Wendell, straight on for Bodkins, a three-point try. Rimmed it. Good, strong offensive board work by Jacob Plyman, up and in.
Nice play by Plyman.
22-20. Countering Fairlawn. Long three. Skylar Piper on the rim forever, and it comes off. Bodkins quickly down the floor. Cross court to Pretty. In the lane to Jacob Plyman. Might have walked. On the arc to the three-point shooter. A long one is good. Zane Paul from distance.
That's his third.
Three triples for Paul. Bodkins has got the lead back by one. 23-22. Here's an overplay out high by Pretty. He stole it from Skylar Piper. Down the floor, up and in. Timeout Fairlawn. Momentum shifts again. Bodkins on a spurt. Up three, 3:40 left in the second on scorersbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Fairlawn now trailing by three, 3.5 to go in the second quarter, 25-22 Bodkins. Open player Jets, baseline left, short shot by Drew Maddie, skimmed off the rim, no good, weak side rebound, up and in. Garrett Keener, 6'3 junior, and off the bench, got the stick back. 25-24 in favor of Bodkins. Pretty on the arc, right side to Carter Plyman. Down inside to Jacob, had it knocked away, but it's picked up in the left corner, rolled right to Zane Paul. Paul backpedals on the arc, he orchestrates things. 2:55 to go, second quarter. Bodkins up one. Very good basketball game here tonight in the Shelby County Athletic League. Look at that drive. Baseline left by Pretty. Pulls up from 7 feet, and it hits the rim and crawls over. Nice play by Pretty. Bodkins up three again. Attacking below the basket. Ambus for Fairlawn. He bullies his way beneath the rim. Forces one up. It comes off. Rebounded by the Bodkins Trojans. Tough break for Ambus. He did everything but stick it in. Little pick and roll. Pretty to Plyman. Offensive foul on Jacob as he knocked down Ambus.
Well, the pass got him in trouble.
Yes.
That's his third.
Ooh, boy, it hurts. Yeah, Jacob Plyman was striding forward toward the rim, looking back for the ball, wasn't aware of the defensive man who was set.
Yep. I think it was a correct call.
Yes. 2:22 to go, second quarter. 27-24, Bodkins by three. Drew Maddie up and over the timeline for Fairlawn. Gives it outside the lane on the right to Ambus. He's been real active tonight. Fadeaway shot from 10. Hit the backboard. Rim, not good. Rebounded by Paul. Down the floor to a teammate. It's free. He tries the three from free, hard, rebound Fairlawn, holding the other way for the Jets. Here's a drive to the rim. It's overshot by the Jets. Defensive foul against Botkins, which was not set. Ashton Piper gets up, limps to the foul stripe. Boy, the officials have got a chore, Chuck, controlling these coaches tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was kind of blocked. I couldn't tell.
Free throw good, Ashton Piper. 27-25, Botkins but two, a minute 55 to go, second quarter. Yeah, the block charge, oh, so difficult to call. And I think about every one of them tonight's been questioned by the coaching staffs.
You need to be Kyle Bach when you sell it and just don't care what anybody else thinks.
Exactly. Play on. Sell that 50-50 call if you're the referee, and you keep moving forward. Both free throws good. Botkin's lead is one. Trojans forecourt to her right. It's pretty on the arc. Zips around one man. A
wow.
Running one-hander off the backboard.
Wow.
Got it. Oh, beautifully done by Jason Pretty. A soft touch off the window. 29-26. Botkins by three. Here's Fairlawn. Open alley. Down the lane. All the way to the rack. Skylar Piper. It rolled out. Rebounded by Botkins. Here come the Trojans. Up three. A minute 22 to go till halftime. Paul on the arc. Being hounded out high on the play by Kyle Peters. Flips it off into the right corner to Carter Plyman, and he hoists up a three. It hit the back brace. Long rebound down to the Jets. Quickly, forecourt left. It's Kyle Peters. Hits a teammate, slashing into the lane. Off-balance shot, short, but Fairlawn. Rebound, Botkins. Here's Zane Paul, took it all the way down. Stopped, foul line extended right. Shot it long, foul against Fairlawn.
Yeah, he got hammered.
29-26. Botkins by three, 54.7 to go here in the second quarter. Chuck, the team with the last and final run of this game in the fourth quarter will win it.
Yeah, they're both teams have the ability to score in spurts.
Free throw by Paul, up and through. 30-26, Botkins by four. 54 to go in the second period. Second shot by Paul. Two bounces. Ames hits. 31-26. Botkins up five. 5-point lead by Botkins, which had a 16-12 lead late in the first quarter. Dribbling through the lane, Skylar Piper leaves it behind him for Maddie. Ball goes cross-court, intercepted by Botkins. 35 seconds to go, first half. Head coach Sean Powell of the Trojans signaling one shot. Well, let's see if the marching orders are followed here. Paul's got the ball 35 feet away, down to 19, 18 seconds to go. Paul still bouncing. Looks like Fairlawn's gone to a zone. Last 12 seconds of the first half of play. Down to 8-7. Paul gets a screen. He's still 40 feet out. Dumps it baseline right to Pretty. Leans in. Overshoots. Can't get the rebound. Fairlawn's got it as the first half finishes. Jets dodged a bullet because Jason Pretty normally will conclude that play and make the shot right then.
They did a nice job. They ran a nice play down there to him and yep. Just couldn't get it to go.
Otherwise, Botkins would have been up 7. It's still a 5-point cushion. 31-26 Trojans at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get
more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
It is halftime at the Fairlawn Jets gym. Botkin Trojans own a 5-point edge, 31-26. It's been a first half of spurts. Botkin's got the last one, and thus the 5-point advantage at our intermission break. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 31-26 lead Trojans. How'd they get it done so far, Chuck?
Well, they turned the ball over 8 times to Fairlawn 7.
Right.
They've weathered the fact they've been out-rebounded offensively 10-6, 20-18 in total rebounds. 4-7 from the free throw line. 6-11 for Fairlawn from the free throw line. Neither one shooting that incredibly well. Individual scoring for Botkins. They were led by Zane Paul. Jaden Pretty had 12. Paul had 11. They got 3 from free, 3 from Carter Plyman, 2 from Jacob Plyman, 16 and 15, 31 at the half. Fairlawn led by Ashton Piper with 9. They got 6 from Ambos. They got 6 from Skylar Piper, 3 from Drew Matty, and 2 from Koner. Is that right, Koner?
Keener.
So they scored 14 and 12, 26. They're beating them down the floor a little bit. Fairlawn doing a real good job on the offensive boards, but they're not getting any easy shots, even on offensive rebounds.
Chuck, I'd like to see the Jets use maybe just a little bit more patience when they get the ball into the half court.
Yeah.
Botkins' game is push it if the break is there, and Botkins will back it out and run stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go to the Pipers.
Right.
You got to allow them to catch the ball on the perimeter and try to get to the basket. Nobody's in foul trouble right now for either team, so that's a plus.
Fairlawn has lost 3 very close ones this year, at Botkins, to Jackson Center here, and to Fort Loramie here in overtime. Jets feel like they are due to win a tight game. They're in another one, down 5 at the break, 31-26. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All-Southwest District, and special mention, all Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime score, 31-26, Botkins by 5 over Fairlawn. Our student athlete spotlight segment coming up next, brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com. It's done so since our start 14 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' basketball games, we spotlight a couple cheerleaders recognized by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. And for Fairlawn, it's Chloe Wygant, a sophomore cheerleader, 4-point GPA student, daughter of Jason and Gwen, FFA secretary, class treasurer, Spanish club participant, 4-H secretary, Envirothon Academia. She'll study at Miami University in Oxford and pursue a career in food and nutrition. For Botkins, it's Mallory Gubo, a freshman cheerleader, also a 4.0 GPA, daughter of Mark and Diane. She's active at the Wapakoneta Dance Center, FTA, Teens for Truth at church. She's in the Spanish club and is the setter for the volleyball team. Undecided about her college choice, she is considering everything from teaching to the legal field. She's got three brothers. Elliot is a senior, and Mitchell and Jared Gubo are Botkins grads. Chloe Wygant, Mallory Gubo, cheerleaders at Fairlawn and Botkins, recognized by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And we are about 1 minute away from the start of the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. We're pleased to promote Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor. Hoing & Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing & Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144. And by the way, Hoing & Hoing is also looking for a highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You'll work with high-quality craftsmen. For information, again, phone 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create. And Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. We start the third quarter. Fairlawn's got the ball down to her right. Jets down 5 to the Trojans. Ball tipped out of bounds by Botkins. And Fairlawn will throw in. Dominic Davis on the floor with Drew Maddie. Outside the lane in the right, it's Ashton Piper overshooting a runner. Rebound Dominic Davis. Blocked away from him. It rolls into the corner. Fairlawn gets it back. Then an errant throw into the hands of Jason Freddy for Botkins. A no-look pass. Baseline left to Carter Plyman. On the arc to Paul. He rimmed it. Oh, look at that follow. It danced off the rim by Botkins. They couldn't get it to go, but got another offensive rebound. Freddy in the lane. Turnaround 10-footer in. Hit every centimeter of the rim before trickling through.
That's because he's got just an incredibly soft touch on his shot.
Feather-like. Here is Skylar Piper, baseline right, motoring toward the basket for Fairlawn. Shot blocked, ruled a jump. It'll be Trojans possession, up 7, 33-26, 7:06 to go, third quarter. On the floor for Botkins, Denton Holman, Carter Plyman, Jacob Plyman, Jason Pretty, Zane Paul, outside the arc, high left. Jacob Plyman flips up a long one for him. He can make him from there. It hit the rim, bounced away. Rebound Fairlawn, ball kicked on the play by Botkins. 6:47 to go in the third. 33-26, 7-point cushion for the Trojans. Biggest lead of this game, by the way. Ball inbounded, left corner to Maddie, and Botkins gets a foot on it. Out of bounds once more. Jets don't want to see this deficit extend to much more than 10. Outside the arc, high left. Long three ball. Ashton Piper. Swish. He's got it. A dandy. That's what the Jets needed. 33-29. Fairlawn within four. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Oh, look at that teamwork by Botkins. And then the gimme is missed right in front. They blew it. Rebound down to Fairlawn. And then the Jets, in their haste, throw it away. Botkins has got it back. Here comes Freddy up the floor with Botkins up four. In the left corner, it's Paul. Wide open. Good! A swisheroo from 23 feet. And away from the action during the made field goal, a player for Botkins guilty of knocking a Jets player to the hardwood.
They called that on Holman.
Yep. He got a little physical.
He's had a tough start. He's had two real close shots to the basket that just won't drop.
Yep.
So I got that little frustration there, I think.
Here comes Fairlawn to midcourt. Down 7 again. 36-29. We played 2 minutes here in the third. Straight away with the ball. It is Isaac Ambus. Flips it outside the arc to a teammate, Drew Matty. He tries to skip it, cross court to Davis. No one home. Turnover. 5:55 to go, third quarter. Pretty in backcourt for Botkins. Steps over the timeline, picked up by Matty. How many points for Pretty, Chuck?
Pretty's got 14. Paul's got 14.
Wow. They got 28 of the 36 between them. Ball thrown to Jacob Plyman down low on the right. Oh, a nice little left-handed looper. Yes. Jacob Plyman with a score. The lead 9. Interception Botkins. Pretty pulls up from 12. Hit the heel. Rebound Fairlawn. Well, that could have taken it to 11. Quickly down the floor come the Jets. Baseline left. It's Ambus. Well guarded. Throws it cross court to Skylar Piper. Down the right side of the lane. He barges and banks it in. 38-31. Botkins by 7. 3 minutes gone. Third quarter. Here is Carter Plyman deep in the left corner. High dribble. Nearly palmed it. Throws to Plyman. Outside the arc to Free on the right. Swish from 24. The lead is 10 for Botkins. 41-31. Was that ruled a three ball, Chuck?
Yeah.
Here's Fairlawn, baseline right. Dominic Davis overshoots from 10. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow favors the Jets.
Well, let me figure that out. Yep, 10. 10 to 5 in the quarter.
Yep, deficit is 10. Our book is right on. It matches the scoreboard. Timeout called. Fairlawn, which is reeling a little bit right now. Halfway through the third quarter, 41-31 Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Oh, you'll love that jewelry barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Tell Jolene Rinderly that you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The jewelry barn, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Established in 2011, the jewelry barn is very proud to showcase outstanding quality and great prices. The Jewelry Barn, Jolene Rinderly, a certified GIA diamond grader, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Versailles, phone 526-5557, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Well, Fairlawn behind, but 10 works the ball around the top of the circle. On a weave, it's Ashton Piper to Skyler. Back to the basket in the lane. Flips on the arc to Dominic Davis. Straight away, Isaac Ambus. Here's a triple. He's got it.
That's a big shot right there.
Huge basket for Fairlawn, trimming the Bodkins lead to 7. Bodkins counters from distance. Tyler Free, well done. He matches. A triple. 44-34. Bodkins up 10. 3:55 to go. Third quarter. Here's Matty. Open lane. Drives. Left-hand scoop. Yes. Drew Matty for Fairlawn. Lead is 8 for Bodkins. Here's Zane Paul, 25 feet away on the right for Bodkins. Maneuvers between the circles. Gives it up left side to Wendell. Wendell looks over the Fairlawn defense, and Bodkins gets a timeout. Ahead by 8. Over 3 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Vote jordansheriff.com. Just over 3.5 to go, third quarter. Bodkins inbounding the ball directly in front of us. Ahead by 8. It's Wendell on the arc, nearly poked away by Fairlawn. Then it is stolen. Here's a run out the other way. And a slam dunk. Oh, what a play by Jackson Jones.
Wow, that brought the crowd up.
6'3 junior Jackson Jones picked the pocket of a Bodkins Trojan and stormed the other way to Jackson Jones. Here is Bodkins quickly, low post left. Open player Jacob Plyman, shot fake, up strong for 2. Countering three-pointer Fairlawn, it's rattled in. Isaac Ambus is feeling it.
Yeah, they're coming back. Got it down to 5.
46-41. Bodkins lead, which was double digits, chopped in half. Bodkins on the arc, 25 feet away. Here's Paul inside the arc, running one-hander, missed it long. Rebound, Jacob Plyman starts it off the floor. Gives it baseline left to Pretty. Everybody leaves him defensively, and he hits a 10-footer. 48-41, Bodkins up 7. 2:26 to go, third quarter. Straight away, Ashton Piper for Fairlawn. Throws it low post right to Dominic Davis. Lost it, got it back. Down Isaac Ambus inside the arc. 17-footer, strong. Rebound, Bodkins. Forecourt right, it's Paul. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 7-point game. Bodkins leads. Here's Pretty. Oh, a neat pass into the lane to Plyman. Cutting toward the rim. Up, and he's got it. Assist Pretty. Plyman on the finish. 50-41, Bodkins. Isaac Ambus, top of the circle for Fairlawn. Left side throw, Ashton Piper, behind the back on the dribble. He drives, lost it, It rolls away. Botkin's got a piece of it. Uh-oh. It looked like a jet went down with maybe an ankle twist.
Yeah, that's Ashton Piper.
He's going to be helped to the near sideline. He is putting some very light weight on it. It looks to me like, Chuck, it might be one of those things. You wrap, you wait a few minutes, he works it out with a few sprints, and he's back on the floor.
That's what you hope.
Yep, early fourth quarter. Minute 42 to go in the third. We won't see him the rest of this period. You wouldn't think so anyway. 9-point game, 50-41. Fairlawn trailing. Jackson Jones coming off a tremendous play a moment ago. A steal, a run out, a slam dunk at the other end. Here's the ball inbounded by the Jets into the lane to Skyler Piper. Turnaround half hook is short. And then we've got a foul over the back. Dominic Davis tried to reach over the shoulder of a Trojan and snare that rebound. Couldn't do it. He was whistled.
Each team has one team foul here in the third quarter.
That's pretty daggone good, as physical as these two clubs have been. Minute 26 to go, third period. 9-point game. Botkins in the lead. Carter Plyman to Pretty, who posts up. Maddie on him. Pretty to the arc. Now Carter Plyman. Right side free. On a weave, it's Wendell. Poked away by Jackson Jones, who nearly had another run out. Now to Wendell. Overplay Fairlawn. The Jet player undercut the Botkins man. Out of bounds to Botkins. Could have been a foul on the Jets. No harm, no foul. Botkins ball anyway. You talk about letting him play. And the officials are doing it consistently well at both ends.
Yeah, nobody gained an advantage on that.
No. 1 minute to go, third quarter. 50-41. Botkins in the lead by 9. Pretty at midcourt. Veers down the right side. Weaves to Wendell. Back to Pretty in the corner. Shot fake. He's doubled, tripled. Throws on the arc to Carter Plyman. Ball thrown left corner to Holman. Batted out of bounds off Fairlawn. 44 seconds to go here in the third. Big possession. The difference in this game is 9. Boy, Jets don't want to see it get extended further. Plyman gives it up cross court. Jacob to Carter. Back into Jacob on the block. 30 seconds to go. Into the lane to Pretty. Ducks under. Leans. Stretches out. Scores from 4 feet. Jason Pretty takes the Botkins advantage to 11. 52-41. 23 seconds to go. Third quarter. Maddie down the right side for Fairlawn. Gives it up to Jackson Jones. Outside the arc on the left to Ashton Piper. On a weave to Maddie. 13 seconds to play. Maddie high left. He's at the point. Down to 7-6. Being trailed by 2 players. Hands off to Skyler Piper. He chucks up a 3. No good. Rebound. Ambus turnaround shot at the buzzer. Short. And the third quarter finishes. Head coach Sean Powell of Botkins up and cheering on his club, which leads by 11. 52-41 Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here we go, fourth quarter at the Jets gym. It's a rowdy, noisy crowd. Jets pep band is just silenced. Botkins with the ball to start the fourth. Botkins got the last field goal of the third quarter. They can make it two straight. Here's a cross-court pass, but Botkins dropped by Carter Plyman. Thrown in the arc to Paul. Lobs it down inside to Holman. Off-balance five-footer. Glanced off the rim, but he was tagged on the arm. Botkins' ball movement has been very, very good.
Yeah, Fairline came out and wanted to press him. Wanted to get him in a half-court situation. And Botkins did a nice job of handling it.
Free throw by Holman, a lot of rim, but it trickles through. 53-41, Botkins' biggest lead of this game. Botkins outscored Fairline by six in a productive third quarter. Holman swish on foul shot number two. And the lead for Botkins has swollen to 13 points, 54-41. 7:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Keep in mind, one of the Pipers on the bench for the Fairlawn Jets. Down with an injury there in that third quarter. Was that Ashton who went down, Chuck?
Yes, Ashton.
Here's a long three-pointer. Look out. Got it. Jackson Jones. That's a big hoop for the Fairlawn Jets. Jackson Jones has given his club a lift here in the second half. 54-44. Botkins in the lead by 10. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Long three ball by Paul. Rimmed out. Ball is batted to midcourt. Garnered by Maddie for Fairlawn. Down the floor to Ambus. Into the post to Dominic Davis. Twisting, turning, blocked by Holman. Dominic got it back, laid it in. Oh, what a play.
Wow.
Dominic Davis working hard.
He got swatted on the first one and didn't quit.
You talk about blue collar. 54-46. Botkins by eight. Long three-point try by three. My goodness gracious. It hit the back of the rim. Went way up above the clock. A good 4 or 5 feet beyond the top of the glass, and swish, it came down right through. Three-pointer by Free, he'll take it. Here's Davis on the arc for Fairlawn. Here's a drive into the lane, power move. That one gets swatted. Botkins has got it. Up 11, 6:13 left in the fourth. Foul, backcourt, Davis of Fairlawn. And as I mentioned, the name Piper a moment ago. We've got a re-entry by Skyler, who's been out, what, for the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter?
Well, he got out there. Skyler started. He sat for a couple of minutes. They can't afford to sit him any longer.
Nope. On the floor now for the Fairlawn Jets are Ambus and Skyler Piper. As Botkins attacks outside the arc on the right, straight away to Paul. Paul being guarded closely by Peters. Into the lane, Pretty. Off balance. Look at that. Hits it from 15. Woo! Looked like he was bumped. He collected himself in midair and drained it. Quickly countering down the floor. Fairlawn give and go. Skyler Piper can't make it, but he's bumped.
Botkins has improved since the last time we saw them.
Uh-huh. Immeasurably.
Not just to pass it around the perimeter and shoot threes.
Free throw good by Skyler Piper. Yep, Trojans are coming of age. And much, much improved since the start of the year.
Not a senior has played tonight for them. They only have one on the team.
Second free throw in and out. Each team pretty young. Both clubs will be strong next year. One of two free throws by Fairlawn. They needed both. They're down 12. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Jacob Plyman on the arc. On a weave to Carter Plyman. They're brothers. Far right flank. It goes on the play to Paul. Paul dribbles between the legs. Team foul situation. Three on Fairlawn. Two on Botkins. Here's the ball rolling. Out of bounds. The officials may have to confer to get this straight. They'll talk it over. And it is given to the Fairlawn Jets. Much to the dismay of the Botkins bench.
Got to go to the monitor. See if he touched it. We'll spend 12 minutes looking at it.
We near the 5-minute mark, fourth quarter. Jets need a flurry of points, down 12. Dominic Davis foul line. Handoff back to the basket. Skyler Piper on the arc to Ambus. He lets it fly short. Long rebound to Jacob Plyman. Backcourt to Paul. Here comes Botkins. Left corner, Carter Plyman. On top, Pretty. Quick first step, a pull-up from 12. It rattled in and out. Rebound, Fairlawn. Quickly down the floor, Dominic Davis. Baseline right, Isaac Ambus gives it up in the left corner to the three-point shooter, Peters. He drains it. The triple by Kyle Peters. Timeout, Jets, who trail by 9, 4:39 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
It is 59-50, Botkins by 9 over Fairlawn. Chuck, you noticed that number 22, Ashton Piper, coming back?
He checked in, yep. Looked like he was moving okay.
Yep, he went down with the ankle injury in the third, and I thought that he'd get a respite, get it taped up, try to move on it with some sprints and get back on the floor, maybe as early as the start of the fourth quarter. Well, 4:39 to go. It's getting late, and both Pipers are out there now.
They need them to come on a spurt.
That's good to see. Ashton Piper back on the floor now for Fairlawn, moving pretty daggone well. Not a bit gimpy whatsoever. Here is Botkins inbounding on the left side to Pretty. Pretty thought about delivering a pass to Jacob Plyman.
Good choice.
Decided not to. You're right. There was traffic between the two men. Botkins head by 9, works the clock. Pretty in the right corner. Skips it cross court. Great catch by Tyler Free. Almost went out of bounds. Free to Paul near the center line. Team foul situation, 3 on Fairlawn. Free baseline to Carter Plyman. Off to Holman, kicked out by the Jets. 4:07 to go. Fourth quarter. 59-50, Botkins. Baseline left. It's Pretty inbounding to Jacob Plyman. Back to Pretty on the arc. Straight away to Paul. Looks for Free. Gets it to him. He's doubled. In trouble. Splits two defenders and walked. Good call by the referee. 3:57 to go. Fairlawn down 9. The optimal time to start the spurt for the Jets is pronto.
Well, you talked about the last team with a run Botkins had theirs. If Fairlawn doesn't have one, the game's over.
If the Jets are going to make a move, it's got to begin instantly. Matty, high post to Isaac Ambus on the arc to Matty. His three-pointer deflected by Ambus, but Matty followed the shot and couldn't get it to go. Oh, it's a chippy hung on the rim. Rebound Botkins. Pretty spurts ahead. 3-on-2. Blow in the left.
What
to Plyman. A power move is good.
Great pass by Pretty that time.
Neat assist by Pretty. Long three-pointer. Fairlawn. And it's tried on the play by Ashton Piper. It skipped off the rim. Rebound to Botkins. Up 11. 3:18 to go. Ball. Forecourt right. Hits free. He overshoots from 6. Rebound taken down by Skyler Piper. Outlet to Ambus. Ambus hits the cutter. Skyler down the lane to the rack. Short, but he was fouled. He'll get 2. 3:06 to go. Botkins up 11. And Chuck, to echo what you said a few minutes ago, Botkins has improved dramatically since early December.
Yeah, they're not just a three-point shooting team, boy. They move the ball well, play good defense, rebound well.
And the free throw by Skyler Piper is too strong. And Pretty so hard to guard. He gets down inside the teeth of the defense. You got to collapse an extra man on him. He'll beat the first guy. And then he finds the open receiver down around the rim.
Yeah, he's a heck of a basketball player is what he is.
Fine playmaker. Second free throw, no good. Skyler Piper couldn't get it to go. Botkins muffed the rebound. Ambus got the chippy below the iron and blew it. And Botkins reaches up to get the rebound, flips it down the floor to Holman, top of the key. Holman's hemmed in, goes to Pretty in the lane, running, shooting, yes! As he flipped it in over the iron, a teardrop by Pretty. 13-point game, the biggest Botkins lead. 2:40 left. Dominic Davis right in front for Fairlawn. Arches it up and in over Carter Plyman. Nice shot by Dominic Davis. Quickly down the floor, Pretty for Botkins. Left corner, Carter Plyman on top to Holman. Rotated to Jacob Plyman. Deep right corner three. Botkins didn't need that. He missed it. He missed it. Rebound Botkins. We got a foul far side of the hardwood.
I think we got a double foul.
Yep. As simultaneously both young men, a white shirt, a black shirt, tried to box each other out. They both went to the deck concurrently. 2:18 to go, fourth quarter. It is an 11-point game. 11-point difference. Baseline beneath the rim. Paul will throw in. I think you go to the arrow in this situation probably, don't you, after a double foul?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I would think. Baseline left. Paul will throw in for Botkins. Just over two to play in the game. Trojans in command by 11. Ball lobbed out high to Tyler Free. Being guarded closely by Kyle Peters. Threes doubled. Hooks a pass cross court to Paul. Baseline left. Carter Plyman. Oh, look at the assist. Carter Plyman, I should say. The playmaker was Zane Paul. Superb assist. Plyman the finish. He was jammed from the backside as he scored. And the lead has been stretched to 13.
That's probably your ball game. That was a heck of a play right there.
Botkins Trojans, you're right, Chuck. They no longer shoot one three after another. It's pass, assist, look for the open guy. Very unselfish. Free throw good. Carter Plyman notches the three-point play. Biggest lead of the night, 14, 66-52. Quick, long three ball. Isaac Ambus, longest shot of the night. Hits it. 26-footer Ambus.
He's got 15.
66-55. Botkins by 11, a minute 50 to go. Here's Pretty diving into the lane. Goes left corner, Carter Plyman out back to Paul. Paul hangs on, five team fouls in Fairlawn. Paul fires, left corner, gets it back. Paul into the lane, now to Carter Plyman, right corner. Now to Pretty, minute 32 to go. Five team fouls on Fairlawn. Here's Paul driving, feed low on the right to Tyler Free. He's got the bunny. Another assist by Botkins. Minute 20 to go. 13-point deficit facing Fairlawn. Here's a hook shot in the lane. Oh, what a play by Skylar Piper. Couldn't get it to fall. Stick back is good by Skylar Piper. Timeout called. 68-57. Botkins by 11. A minute 12 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Vote Mark Jordan, Sheriff. That's a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Well, we got 72 seconds to go. Botkins with the ball down to her right. They must enter it. Nobody guarding the playmaker. It's inbounded to Paul, 75 feet away. Flips it to Carter Plyman. He glides down the right side into the half court. He's double-teamed, and it's ruled a jump ball. The arrow says Jets possession. Well done by Fairlawn.
Well, you don't want the 6'3 freshman handling the basketball without help right there. He got himself, and it wasn't his fault. He got himself in trouble.
Right.
But there was nobody over there to bail him out.
63 seconds to go. 68-57. Carolon down 11. Jets in the hurry-up mode. Here's Maddie. Hits a cutter down the lane at Skylar Piper. Got it from 10. Good-looking shot by Skylar Piper. Floating one home. 9-point game. Botkins open player at the other end. It's Tyler Free with the gimme. Botkins found the open man. 70-59. Maddie down the floor for Fairlawn. Banked it in, a long three-pointer. What a play by Drew Maddie. 70-62. Botkins by 8. 30 seconds to go. Here's Paul, nearly walked. Long lob pass down to Free, low on the right. Double team gets rid of it to Paul. Shot fake. Matt a pretty. 20 seconds to go. Foul. Fairlawn.
Still a common foul.
You're right.
And a good choice by Free that time. Instead of going up in traffic, throwing the ball back out. They don't need points. They need clock.
Exactly. Rather than toss one up, he took more time off the clock. And it's down to 20.4. Next foul, Fairlawn, team seventh. Botkins will have to shoot, and Pretty is wrapped up far side of the floor. Botkins Trojans, with this win tonight, go to 10-4, 4-3 in the Shelby County League. Fairlawn, 8-6 overall, 2-5 in the Shelby County League. I think, Chuck, if we are pretty good forecasters, what's setting up at Piqua and the boys' D4 sectional is Fort Loramie a 2-seed, Botkins a 3-seed, and maybe a collision course sectional final possible.
Yeah, that's a real possibility.
Pretty free throw for Botkins. Got it.
15-23 now.
Oh, boy. Tough customer. And how many more points has he produced with tremendous...
Oh, he's got 5, 6, 7 assists.
Yeah, terrific passing. Yeah, he's put the ball through the net a lot, and he's given it up to teammates who put it through the net a lot. 72-62, 10-point lead Botkins, 8 seconds to go. Isaac Ambus jacks up a three from straight on, short, no good. Rebound thrown into the lane to Kyle Peters, hook shot, no good. Rebound again by Fairlawn in the paint. Jackson Jones can't get the shot away. Botkins prevails by 10, 72-62 over Fairlawn. Botkins' next opponent is Rushi on Tuesday night. That could be a very good game at Botkins. Rushi Raiders on the road. Botkins something to prove. Rushi beat Botkins first time around, 54-44 at Rushi. Daypour pumped in 34 points in that game for the Raiders. Fairlawn's next opponent, Covington, on the road tomorrow night. Fairlawn then plays Rushi 1 week from this evening at Rushi. Botkins plays Rushi, by the way, on Tuesday. Botkins is at Houston next Friday evening. So both clubs are in league play next Friday. Botkins at Houston, Fairlawn at Rushi. Botkins has got a during-the-week game on Tuesday against the Raiders at the Botkins Gym. 10-4 now by way of record for the Botkins Trojans, who have reeled off 5 victories in their last 6. And Botkins is coming on strong. It is a tournament to be watched, or I should say it's a club to be watched in the tournament. Mighty pesky, very deep, good team speed, can drain the ball from the arc. Nice size, and they can share it extremely well. They give it up. A lot of assist making by Botkins here tonight. Fairlawn continues to lose tight games. Jets competed well again tonight. Fairlawn deserves a little luck down the stretch. Who knows? It may happen come tournament time. You would think, again speculating, that Fairlawn would probably be no worse than a 4-seed.
Looking at the teams, I would say yes, unless they fold up a little bit.
Right.
But I mean, they had a night tonight where Ambos was their leading scorer with 15.
Isaac was active. That's the word to describe him. A very active Isaac Ambus to pace the Fairlawn Jets tonight, who lose a 10-pointer to Botkins, 72-62. Chuck, let's look at the numbers.
Okay, well...
32-31 rebound advantage for the Jets. 16-8 on the offensive board. They did dominate there. 9-12 from the free throw line for the Trojans. 7-15 for Fairlawn. That was not great. As far as individual scoring, Botkins led by Jaden Pretty with 24. They got 16 from Tyler Free off the bench, 14 from Zane Paul, and 10 from Jacob Plyman, four young men in double figures. On the other side, besides Ambo's 15, they got 13 from Skylar Piper and 12 from Ashton Piper. Clancy's players of the game for Botkins is an easy one. Jaden Pretty. On the other side, Isaac Ambos.
In Sydney on Wapak Avenue, it's Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, a sparkling performance by the Botkins Trojans tonight, Chuck. They led by two at the end of the first quarter. I think Fairlawn might have gotten a short lead early, midway point, second quarter. Then Botkins led the last two and a half quarters. We talked about the importance of free throw shooting in the pregame. It wasn't the underlying story to this game, but it was a factor. Fairlawn's got to shoot better.
Yeah, shot under 50%.
Right.
If you take a look at the second half, Botkins scored 21 and 20 in the last two quarters.
That is production. At the high school level, D4 at 41 points and a half, you win most every game with a 41-point second half.
Absolutely.
And Botkins distributed the ball beautifully, led by Pretty out front. Everybody shares it well. They pass it, lickety-split, find the open man. Fairlawn Jets, I'm sure, will win a host of games down the stretch. They have some very winnable ones. Covington, Rushi, Houston, Miami East, Lehman Catholic contest that Fairlawn can win and finish certainly over 500
right
at the season's end and garner a four seed in the Pickwa sectional. Again, a new underwriting sponsor, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Vote JordanSheriff.com. We'll highlight our anchors once more before signing off tonight from here at Fairlawn. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Don't forget now, Brookins tomorrow night at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. He's got the pork chop special. Two marinated chops. They're delicious. 8 ounces each. Plus many savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, roasted chicken dinners. Owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. That's Brookins. You can't beat it. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Weather permitting, health permitting, we've got a girls' game tomorrow, which will tip at 1:30. Anna Minster, webcast time 1:10. Again, tip-off 1:30, not 2:30.
webcast time 1:10 tomorrow afternoon. Anna Minster girls. Anna won 2 years ago over Minster at Anna. Both teams seem to be fairly evenly matched. Understand Anna hit hard by the flu bug. We'll do an update on the status of that game later tonight, early tomorrow morning. But as of right now, that game is slated to tip at 1:30. We'll webcast at 1:10. Then tomorrow night, from the Versailles gym, Scott Broerman, a Versailles grad who used to be down at Brookville as the AD, who is now the AD at Versailles, is rolling out the red carpet. We'll get a first-hand look at the new media row up atop the stands at the Versailles gym. Versailles hosts Fort Loramie. Versailles Tigers beat Vandalia Butler by 8, I think, on Tuesday to remain unbeaten, number one ranked in the state in boys D3.
Looking forward to seeing them play.
At Fort Loramie, a little banged up. Head coach Corey Britton's team is extremely disciplined, well-organized. That's the foe for Versailles tomorrow night. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10. Ron Mooney, our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer. Matt Zerker alongside. Matt sending us a couple partial scores. We've got a halftime count. Anna 37, Rushi 27 at intermission. And Fort Loramie leads Houston 25-8 at the half. Sounds like the first ever Fort Loramie-Houston football game. 25-8. Anna up 10 over Rushi at Rushi. This game over, beating the others by a good 30 to 40 minutes.
Yep.
So for Ron Mooney, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from Fairlawn, where the Bodkins Trojans have beaten the Fairlawn Jets by 10, 72 to 62.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.